This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. July 23rd, update from Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, founder of HealthRangerStore.com. And this story is relevant to that, and there's something coming, like a second wave of the kind of thing we saw China doing in February of this year. There is a massive shortage, once again, of personal protection equipment. Latex gloves, masks, hospital gowns, all that kind of stuff. It's all wiped out again. And the reason I know this is because we buy gloves for our employees at the HealthRangerStore.com manufacturing operation. We're a certified organic facility. We manufacture and package, you know, foods and superfoods and supplements and many things. And we are inspected and audited annually. We're also surprise inspected by the FDA every once in a while. And they love our operation, by the way. We are ISO compliant, not yet accredited ISO in the warehouse, but we are ISO accredited in our laboratory. And we're GMP compliant as well. And anytime authorities come to inspect us, they're just blown away by our organization, our quality control, and everything. So we spend a lot of money on gloves and masks, and even doing laundry, by the way, for the white coats that our people wear in the kitchen. It's kind of like a lab coat, basically. Well, they are lab coats, actually. And so, you know, we wear them and then we wash them. And we actually have a laundry room next to our food manufacturing floor. So we're going through a lot of PPE. And for the last month or so, we have not been able to find a single box of gloves. Except at prices that are like 500% higher than what they used to be. So there is some, I guess, price gouging out there, profiteering off whoever's been able to get their hands on these gloves. These are just simple latex gloves. And they should cost like, I don't know, $3 a box for 100 or something. And now they're $30, if you could even find them. And most of them are just unavailable. So something is going on again. And we saw this in February and March of this year. Something's going on, and I suspect it's China. I suspect China is buying up all the supplies again, because I suspect China is about to release a second bioweapon. Yes, this is the scenario that I think is unfolding, which means we're going to have a second wave, but not really a second wave of the same virus, the coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2. It's going to be something like, you know, SARS, MERS, 12, or whatever it is. It's going to be some bizarre hybrid, you know, high death rate virus that they're going to release. And they want to make sure that nobody's got latex gloves, that nobody's got hospital masks and equipment and gear and everything. And they're going to flood the hospitals with sick people. The second wave is coming. And of course, it's going to be combined with various lockdowns of the, you know, of countries and cities all around the world. So we're going to have more lockdowns. We're going to have more hospitalizations. We're going to have more deaths. This is what it looks like China is trying to do. Now, that's because China is at war with the United States. And you saw the U.S. force the closure of the Chinese embassy in Houston recently. And I'm hearing that the U.K. government is going to close the Chinese embassy in London as well. And countries around the world are really distancing themselves from China, including India and Australia, among other countries, because China is the enemy of humankind. China is communism. China runs slave labor camps where they turn Muslim prisoners into, you know, slave labor. And by the way, what do you think China has in mind for America if they conquer and take over this country? Well, they'll kill off most of the people, save just enough whatever they need for the slave labor camps, you see. I mean, China already runs slave labor camps. And yet the Democrats support them. And so does Jack Dorsey at Twitter. And so does Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook. And so does the New York Times. And so does Coca-Cola, Netflix, you know, all these companies. What, Google? Hundreds of companies. Cisco. Hundreds of corporations support communist China and their crimes against humanity. And the NBA, by the way, the National Basketball Association, which is a pathetic embarrassment to human dignity. They support China, one of the most racist and bigoted, anti-human, slave-running countries in the world. How can a, let me ask you this, how can a black man play for the NBA knowing that you're enriching communists who run slave camps. How can you be a black man and understand the history of slavery and complain about slaves in America, you know, 150 years ago, and not talk about slaves in China freaking today? Right now, there are slaves in China. And you're playing basketball to enrich the communist Chinese regime that's running the slave camps? It's freaking unreal. It's unreal. That's why I've said that, frankly, Trump should arrest, indict, prosecute, and execute every corporate leader in America who is engaging in collusion with communist China, who's carrying out acts of treason against the United States, because China is the enemy of humanity. And if we don't defeat China, then we all eventually suffer and die under the communist Chinese regime. So you should, well, we should all be maybe not happy, but we should stand firm with President Trump and even, you know, Secretary of State Pompeo at the moment, who, I mean, let's face it, he is still a, you know, a GOP insider, but he is at least going against China. And so is Trump. And Trump needs our support to do this. Joe Biden has financial ties to China, or at least his family members do. Joe Biden will be a communist Chinese puppet, just like Hillary Clinton was, just like Barack Obama was. The election that's coming up is not Trump versus Biden. It's Trump versus China. You either vote for Trump or you are voting for China and voting for communism and voting for evil, voting for slave labor camps, voting for World War III. That's insane. Vote for Trump, who stands for America. He doesn't sell America out like Barack Obama did or Joe Biden did. Trump is, with all his faults, Trump is still an American. He loves America. He loves New York City, which is his home city, essentially. He loves America. He wants to make America great again. It's not just a slogan. It's the way he feels about this country. Joe Biden wants to destroy America. Hillary Clinton wants to destroy America. All the leftists, the Democrats, are anti-America and pro-communism. Think about that. It's time to cancel Democrats, by the way. And I know I've gotten off topic here a little bit, but this is really the most important point of this entire podcast. It's time to cancel Democrats, defeat communism, and defend America. And that's what I believe. You can check out all my podcasts at Brighteon.com. My channel name is HR Report, which stands for Health Ranger Report. But also read my articles at naturalnews.com. There's a lot that's coming. And Natural News and Brighteon and independent sites like that, it's the only place you're ever going to get the truth anymore. The mainstream media has sold you out. They are treasonous, seditious traitors against America. You want the truth, you got to get it from Natural News and Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening.